There's a promise for those who die wearing the brown scapular. Whoever dies wearing the scapular shall not suffer eternal fire. In other words, if you die wearing the brown scapular, you will be saved. Some people think there's no need to wear the brown scapular, thinking, I'm already saved. But salvation is not a one-time event. The belief that all you have to do is make your good profession of faith, ask Jesus into your heart, make Jesus your Lord and Savior, and then, if you mean it, you will be saved, and you cannot lose your salvation, is nowhere in the Bible. None of the early church fathers said anything like this. In other words, the early church did not believe it. This belief has only been around for the last few hundred years, and it is evangelical Christian tradition. And it's also false. Other errors that might cause someone to think there's no need to wear the brown scapular are
1. Salvation through faith alone.
It is not through faith alone. The Bible does not say that. In fact, James 2:24 makes it very clear that we are not justified by faith alone. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. Scripture alone. In other words, since Scripture does not talk about this, it is therefore false. But Scripture alone is a heresy. Scripture does not proclaim Scripture alone. In fact, it proclaims the opposite. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. There's no such thing as purgatory. Purgatory does in fact exist, meaning those who die and don't go to hell will enter heaven, but must be purified first. That purification process the Catholic Church calls purgatory. I have a whole series on purgatory, a playlist, on my channel. I'm getting ready to do a video that gives the different Bible verses that support purgatory, and there's a lot of them. But also, read the early church fathers. The early church believed in purgatory. There's no need for Marian devotion, just go to Jesus. Yet Jesus himself gave Mary to us at the cross to be our advocate. Christ wants us to have devotion to her. Also, people don't understand what it truly means that Christ established the kingdom of heaven. It has a much broader meaning than people understand it today, but would have been understood in centuries past. 200 years of Freemasonic, Democratic, Republican, Libertarianism has caused us to not understand that in a kingdom there is a hierarchy. Today we have a tendency to look at it and say, okay, Jesus is the king, and then there's everyone else, and everyone else is equal. This is the Freemasonic Libertarian view, the idea that we're all equal. We're not, at least not in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 11:11, truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has risen no greater than John the Baptist, yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. In a kingdom there is a hierarchy. There's the king, a queen, and different ranks of nobles. The way some people serve the king is by serving the queen, or another noble. Now, perhaps not everyone is called to be a servant of the queen, but everyone is at least called to give a certain level of honor to her because she is the queen. But for those of us who are called to serve her directly, wearing the brown scapular is one of the main ways that we do that. It shows that we are her servants. True Marian devotion is going to look like this. People who truly serve Mary are going to do 4 things. Pray the rosary every day, consecrate themselves to her Immaculate Heart, perpetually practice the first 5 Saturdays devotion, and wear the brown scapular. True devotees of Mary are going to want to do these things. If you are called by Christ the King to serve his mother the Queen, you are going to be compelled to do these things. And that's how it happens, or at least that's how it happened to me. I gave myself to Jesus, and he gave me to Mary, because she asked for me. I can't tell you how I know that, I just do. So what is the brown scapular? During the Crusades, the Crusaders came across the monks of Mount Carmel. Now, the monks of Mount Carmel go all the way back to the prophet Elijah. However, they developed a very deep devotion to the Virgin Mary. The Crusaders brought some of those monks back to Europe, and some went to England. Decades later, a man by the name of Simon Stock became the prior of the Carmelite Order. The Carmelite Order was in bad shape. It was being persecuted, and they weren't getting very many new members. In 1252 AD, Simon Stock prayed to the Virgin Mary to help the order, and she appeared to him, saying, "Receive, my beloved son, this scapular of your order. It is the special sign of my favor, which I have obtained for you and for the children of Mount Carmel. It shall be a sign of salvation, a protection in danger, and a pledge of peace. Whoever dies wearing this scapular shall not suffer eternal fire." Initially, this promise was for the Carmelites. However, over time, the church extended the privilege to everyone. Now, a scapular is sort of like an apron that the religious wear. It's a long piece of cloth with a hole cut in the middle. They stick their head through the hole, and it would rest on their shoulders and cover their front and back all the way to the feet. It would rest on the scapula bones of the shoulder. That's why they're called scapulars. Today, we have these little pieces of cloth strung together, and that's sufficient. Now, I interpret "whoever dies wearing this scapular shall not suffer eternal fire" to mean "whoever dies wearing this scapular shall not suffer eternal fire." In other words, you don't have to be Catholic or even Christian to wear the brown scapular and receive that promise. But some sources do say you have to be Christian and be enrolled in the brown scapular in order to receive the promise. Any Christian who desires to wear the brown scapular can wear it and be invested or enrolled in it, and you actually get more privileges, which I will get to in a minute. I want to point out a few key things here. She said that she had obtained this privilege, so this promise comes from Christ through her intercession. She has obtained this promise from her Son that anyone who dies with the brown scapular on will not go to hell. Also, she says this is a sign of salvation. This is not a means of salvation. The brown scapular does not save you. It is a sign. In other words, if someone dies and they happen to be wearing the brown scapular, we know they didn't go to hell. And no, you cannot wear the brown scapular, live a sinful life, and expect to be saved.
Somehow, some way, you will end up dying without it on.
Because it's not up to you whether or not you die with the brown scapular on. It is up to God. For instance, you could get in a car wreck, be knocked unconscious, an ambulance take you to the hospital, they take you into surgery, take off your scapular, and then you die on the operating table. That's just one way that that could happen. And of course, just because someone dies without the brown scapular on does not mean they went to hell. It's a positive only. If someone dies with the brown scapular on, we know that they were saved. They may have to go to purgatory, but they did not go to hell. She also says it will be a protection in times of danger. And it doesn't necessarily just mean spiritual dangers, but physical dangers as well. There are stories upon stories of people who claim to have been spared or saved from some kind of physical calamity that they attribute to the wearing of the brown scapular. And there are also stories of people who have worn the brown scapular, lived sinful lifestyles, and through some sort of divine intervention, ended up dying without it on. So while it's not a guarantee, the person wearing the brown scapular will receive graces and protection through the Blessed Mother, who is the mediatrix of all graces, and at the hour of death, she will give all the graces necessary for salvation. However, we are free to either accept or reject those graces. If we choose to reject them, God will make sure we end up dying without it on. But those extra graces, by virtue of wearing the brown scapular, can make the difference between you going to heaven or going to hell. The brown scapular is a sacramental. It is not a good luck charm. God sometimes works through things, like when he told Moses to make a bronze serpent, and when people got bit by snakes, they would look at the serpent and be healed. The bronze snake did not heal them. God healed them through that bronze snake. Or when Paul's handkerchiefs were sent to those who were ill, curing them. Well, it's the same thing here. This is how Our Lady wants to do it, and she has obtained this from her Son for those who serve her. If you are a Christian and decide to wear the brown scapular, then you want to become invested or enrolled in the brown scapular. This is a short ritual ceremony that can be performed by any Catholic priest. The ritual can be found on several websites on the internet. Once you become invested, it is no longer necessary to get each new scapular blessed. The blessing will transfer to the next scapular. Any baptized Christian can be enrolled or invested in the brown scapular, not just Catholics. Those invested will share in the spiritual benefits of the entire Carmelite order. In other words, when you die and you go before our Lord for judgment and your works are tested, as the Bible says will happen in 1 Corinthians 3:13, then some of the works of the Carmelite order
will be applied to you. You also get a plenary indulgence on the day you're invested or enrolled, as well as a partial indulgence every time you kiss the brown scapular. Mary appeared to Pope John XXII in 1322 and said, "Of those who die wearing the brown scapular, I, the Mother of Grace, shall descend on the Saturday after their death, and whomsoever I shall find in purgatory, I shall free, so that I may lead them to the holy mountain of life everlasting." This is called the Sabbatine privilege. To receive the Sabbatine privilege, one must be enrolled and wear the brown scapular continuously, though you can remove it for showering, observe chastity according to one's state in life, recite daily the little office of the Blessed Virgin, or observe the feasts of the Church together with abstaining from meat on Wednesdays and Saturdays, or, with permission of a priest, say 5 decades of Our Lady's Most Holy Rosary, or, with the permission of a priest, substitute some other good work. The Venerable Francis Yipes recounts that one day his scapular fell off, and as he replaced it, the devil howled, "Take off that habit which snatches so many souls from us. All those clothed in it die piously and escape us." Then and there, Francis made the devil admit that there are 3 things which the demons are most afraid of: the holy name of Jesus, the holy name of Mary, and the holy brown scapular of Carmel. At the last Fatima apparition on October 13, 1917, where Our Lady performed the miracle of the sun, she also showed up as Our Lady of Mount Carmel, holding in one hand the rosary and in the other the brown scapular. Saint Dominic said that one day Our Lady will save the world through the rosary and the brown scapular. The rosary is our weapon, but the brown scapular is our shield. Until my next video, God bless.